Dear Sudama, seeing you reminds me of those days we spent together. My friend, do you remember when we were children at the home of a spiritual master?
Sandy Panimuni,
who enlightened us with knowledge of the Shastra.
One day we were requested by the wife of our teacher.
Oh yes.
To go and fetch wood for the fire.
And while we roamed the forest, we left the path and couldn't find our way amidst the bracken and the briar.
Then the fearsome dust storm blew and lightning filled the sky. The sound of thunder filled our ears and we were terrified. In sunset rock the jungle's dark nightgown.
And devastating rain flooded the ground.
Wet, cold and bewildered, we then took each other's hand and passed the whole night vainly searching for our guru's ashram.
Next day as morning was breaking, we heard footsteps approaching.
Then we saw our beloved guru coming. We both became so happy,
and the other children too. We began laughing and crying. Smiling Sandy Panimuni spoke with great compassion.
My dear boys, you have done something wonderful. You are so faithful to your guru that without thought of your own comfort, you have taken so much trouble for me.
That is the only way for a bona fide disciple to be free from his debt to his guru. I'm so pleased by your service that I bless you, that your desires will come true.
May the understanding of the Vedas which you learned from me always continue to remain within your memory, so that at any time you can remember and quote their instruction without fail. By getting the grace and blessings of our Guru Dev, you were able to fulfill the purpose of this human life.
My lord, you may remember, when we were children, we had so many adventures.
And we were always happy under the guidance of our spiritual master, Sandy Panimuni.
My dear friend, hasn't your wife given you some nice eatable for me?
I'm not in need of anything, but if offered with devotion and love, however insignificant, I'll accept it with pleasure. But on the other hand, if one is not my devotee, even though he may offer valuable things to me, I do not like to accept them, for devotion is all I need.
I know it's devotion that counts in an offering, but chipped rice, I am so embarrassed.
He has not come to ask me for anything, but being obliged by his wife, he has come to see me just to please her. Therefore, I shall offer this pure-hearted Brahmin more opulence than could be imagined even by the King of Heaven.
Aha! What is this? Chip rice? Oh, how thoughtful of you!
This chip rice will not just satisfy me, but the whole